Well, God bless you on today. This is Co-Pastor Elmer Hess Sr., along with Dr. E.R. Hess Jr. We are the co-pastors at the First Pentecostal Family Worship Center in Battle Creek, Michigan, the home of WFPM, your miracle radio station, and the home of the First Pentecostal Family Worship Center in Battle Creek, Michigan. I have a word of hope for today. Just want to share something that the Lord just dropped in my spirit earlier today. Had something else that I was going to drop in on this word of hope today, but I'm going to hold it until Sunday if the Lord says the same. In the book of Acts chapter 20 and verse 35 of the King James Version, it says, I have showed you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how Jesus said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7 of the King James Version also tells us, be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a person, a man or woman, soweth, that shall he or she also reap. I just want to share something with you just for a few moments on today. Just try to encourage you to be strengthened in the Lord, to allow the Lord to cause you to grow, help you to grow. Everything that God created that lives gives, and everything that grows sows. I'm going to say that again. Everything that God created that lives gives, and everything that grows sows. God has made sure that every creature and every plant in God's creation follows a divine pattern. In other words, what lives gives, and what grows sows. There is a responsibility that is required of each and every one of God's creatures. God has created, is required to give from rivers that overflow and gives us fresh water, to trees that even drop seeds at their feet. Creation is actually a divine model of generosity and multiplication. As this model of creation goes, so does this pattern actually apply to our spiritual lives as well, calling us to both give abundantly and to sow intentionally. This divine pattern of God's creation, it also reveals and reflects on a profound truth that resonates throughout the fabric of our creation. This theme that I'm speaking of is expressed in the idea that every creature and every plant in God's creation follows this divine pattern. What lives, gives, and what grows, sows. This divine pattern of God, of giving, sowing, and reaping, it's about what lives, gives, and what grows, sows. When we have privilege of being created by God, God also requires something from us in return. Because in the heart of creation, we can find and we can see that every living being was created with a purpose that extends beyond itself. Not some creation, but every creation, the heart of creation that we see. Every living being has a purpose, and that purpose extends and does not stop at ourselves, but it extends as we live, we give, and as we grow, we sow. When you think about the scripture where it talks about the lilies, the field, and even in our natural environment, we consider the trees. Even in our forests and in our front yards and our backyards. Trees, they're created by God. Trees give shade. Trees give shelter. Trees give oxygen. Trees gives us wood. Just the tree's very existence, it supports many, many forms of life, because what God has created and it lives, God requires it to give. In Acts chapter 20, verse 35, we're also reminded when the scripture says it is more blessed to give than to receive. This principle, this biblical principle, it applies not only to humanity, but it applies to all creation. Whatever grows, God expects for it to sow. Growth is not merely an act of becoming larger or even becoming more complex. What growth is, growth is an essential part of a cycle that has been designed by God. Everything that God created that lives, God expects for it to always be growing. As a child, or even as the mother, she carries the child grows. When the child comes to this world and is birthed, then the child grows. Then the child grows into different stages of childhood. Then the child grows into the different stages of adulthood. And then we just grow, we keep growing until we're called home by God. Even though we have been called home by God, we are to leave seeds behind that helps others to grow even once God calls us home. Because a seed, when sown, it grows into a plant that actually produces more seeds. So this cycle of sowing and reaping, it's just a reflection of God's generosity. It's a reflection in God's intentionality. In the book of Galatians, chapter 6 and verse 7, it says, whatsoever man sows, soweth, that shall he or she also reap. This biblical principle, it actually serves as a reminder of our responsibility in the world around us. Oh yes, you're part of the responsibility of the world around us. What lives, gives. I can go all the way back to the beginning of the Holy Scripture in the book of Genesis. Chapter 1 in the book of Genesis, it lets us understand that life springs forth from God's spoken word. God spoke things into existence. Every living thing bears the image of the giver. Rivers, they have meanings, they have purpose, but rivers do not hoard water. What rivers do is when rivers gain water, rivers feed lakes, rivers feed irrigation channels, and also rivers feed thirsty lands. Jesus actually calls you and I the light of the world, and he calls us the salt of the earth. Why did he call us the light of the world and the salt of the earth? I believe because both elements are meant to spread flavor and also some illumination. It's not to be kept to ourselves. Yes, we are the light of the world, and we are the salt of the earth, and we are here to give light and to give salt to hearts that need the word of the Lord. I'm almost done for today, but as a living follower of Christ, we naturally are to overflow with giving of compassion, giving of grace, and giving of truth. If you notice, I haven't said a word about finances. I'm just talking about what God has said in his word, in the law of sowing and reaping. When you look in the book of Galatians, chapter 6 and verse 7, it's there to remind us that whoever sows to please their flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. It's all about sowing and giving. It's all about living and giving and growing and sowing. Because there are seeds that are hidden in the ground. They must die in order to produce fruit. Our small faith, those faithful things, those faithful acts, such as prayer, kindness, generosity, we're planting invisible seeds for harvest. It doesn't cost you anything to pray. It doesn't cost you anything to be kind. It really doesn't cost you anything to be generous. You can be generous with a smile. You can be generous with patience. All of these things are part of sowing and reaping. When you look at the farmers, they're very careful where they scatter seeds. They do not scatter seeds haphazardly, but farmers, they sow in good soil. Farmers sow in season. Farmers sow trusting God for fruitfulness. This is a part of the heart of a farmer. If a farmer doesn't take notice of any of these different steps and just take the seed and scatter it haphazardly, if the farmer takes the seed and sow it into bad soil, if the farmers sow out of the proper season, if the farmer stops trusting God for increase, all of that is of no effect. But one sign of spiritual growth, this is what I'm trying to get to on today, it requires intentional sowing. A sign of spiritual growth requires discipleship. A sign of spiritual growth, it requires obedience to what you have heard. And a sign of spiritual growth, it requires sacrifice. So we have to abide in the vine, as we're told in St. John, the 15th chapter, verses 5, 6, 7, and 8. It calls us to abide in Christ, who is the vine. And it's only as we draw life from Christ can we actually bear this lasting fruit that remain. Everything that God created is expected to grow. Even branches that cling to the vine, they receive sap in order to grow. That life-giving conduit coming from root to leaf. In the same way, we receive God's love and God's truth. We bear sap because we receive sap. As we dwell in His presence, our hearts should overflow in love, our hearts should overflow in joy, our hearts should overflow in peace, and our hearts should be the recipients of fruit of the Spirit. Everything that receives life from God is required by God to grow. So we have to abide in, where it tells us, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can just ask for whatever, whatsoever. Some say, what's in ever? You ask, He's going to give it. But you have to make sure that you are abiding in Him. Every seed that sprouts becomes a seed producer. Even the smallest of seeds, the mustard seed, it yields plants, leaves, and thousands of seeds. Because spiritual growth, this is the main last point for today, spiritual growth isn't just about personal maturity, but spiritual growth is about multiplication. I've got to say that again. Spiritual growth isn't just about personal maturity only, but spiritual growth, it's about multiplication. So as we grow, we're called to invest in the growth of others. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, Paul lets us know that we are to entrust the gospel to faithful men and faithful women who will teach others, creating a chain of sowing disciples. True biblical growth always looks outward. True biblical growth multiplies leaders. True biblical growth, it encourages. True biblical growth prepares workers for the kingdom. So each day that we live, we're to be daily living the give and sow pattern that we find in the Bible. We are to multiply what we receive. We are to mentor someone younger in faith. We're to share our testimony. We are to multiply what we have received. Just as every living thing naturally gives and everything naturally sows, we're called to live within the guardrails of God's kingdom. May God bless you. Thank you for listening to this word of hope on today. I pray each and every day that this radio ministry that's going around the world will continue to bless those that's being fed by the word of God. God bless you.